Our item on the work session tonight is really dealing with the Community Event Center, and we've invited our architect to come, and we're going to have more of an informal discussion with Jay here, and so I think what would be best is for us maybe huddle in a little closer here. We'll have them spread things out on the table, and we can talk about it, and anyone who'd like to hear the conversation might want to move up a little closer and have a seat. We certainly have front row seats available. So.
Anything concerning comes up, we'll move forward.
If you move forward, we'll know that. That'll be a sign then.
Give me a little picture. Oh, okay. All right. So what you were received last week is pretty much what we have here. We've just kind of refined it since Monday's meeting and so forth, just a little bit of feedback that happened from our – we have meetings every Monday. But we're still staying true to that first meeting that Curtis and I had, and we discussed all the concepts, and we discussed the concept of gathering and spread, and that concept is really what's kind of driven a lot of our decisions. And we've met several times with staff, and we've gone through a lot of iterations of modifications, of refining, listened to all the comments. I tried to incorporate all the comments that I could gather last time we met.
Even when they're conflicting with each other.
Yeah. So hopefully you see your input has been put into this, into where we are. So just a little bit about the site. I'll start with the site. And this is a little bit different from the document you had in that we had some ramp issues with the length of the ramp and where it was coming out. And so as we met as a group with the staff, we decided to curve it and have it come out directly this way for function and then be able to add more parking that could be dual use for cart and parking. So, and then we have this drop-off zone. One thing that Curtis and I were talking about is making this area more about the pedestrian and possibly raising it up, maybe doing some kind of treatment on that. I'm good, thank you. So that's kind of where the site is, and it's, as you see, there's a lot of potential for outdoor spaces also, formal spaces adjacent to the deck, spaces for wedding, potential spaces down here. So there's a lot of potential on this site to have these informal and formal spaces. So I just want to kind of start broad picture and come in. Any questions or comments on the site?
I did. This right here is the trellis, so it will go over the whole drop-off area?
Yes, and actually there was some of the feedback recently has been that they wanted up to the curve to have some cover. So we've kind of been playing with that. One thing we didn't want to do is make it cave-like, so we thought of maybe having like a cow wall system or something that's transparent that allows light to come in. Mm-hmm. So you'll still feel open and airy and so forth. So, and these drawings actually kind of reflect that, having it covered up to that point. But it kind of defines that entrance.
Mm-hmm. What are those right there?
These are skylights. And they are, in effect, kind of highlight this this kind of feature wall that's kind of where it kind of comes off of. You know, when we talked, some of the early conversations we had, we talked about all this gathering and spreading and talked about the views, the importance of the views and the importance of connecting to the neighbors, but also being a commercial building. So some of the things that we've attempted in the design to address that and not come off looking like someone's residence is through materials and through forms. So from this side over, we've tried to address that materially with materials that we'd commonly be seeing in a residence, but in a commercial application. Sloping roofs, this is a sloping roof. These are all sloping roofs. On residence, possibly, but it's not to take a resident and mimic it. It's kind of to take it and have more of a sensitivity to what's really going on in canopy starts off being covered and then it transitions to semi-covered and then open. And one of that is about you, about your eyes as they transition from light to dark. And it's just kind of that filtering of, not like, you know, we talked a long time ago about the alluvial fan and how it collects. And you can do that similarly with the building, with light and with other aspects, like how we capture the view or how we restrict the view and things like that. So that's kind of where we're at. Plan. So not a lot has changed since we talked. I mean, not things have changed, but not a whole bunch. We've opened up the stairs, was commented, and we can do that by code. So this railing or glass or whatever it wants to be gives a more open feeling to the stair, and a lot of comments where people wanted a nicer looking stair, and that can be a feature stair rather than have it enclosed. Let's see, what other changes have occurred since we last met?
The elevator.
So the future elevator's been there. Added with that comes an elevator equipment room. We've kind of reconfigured, got more efficiency out of the basement for the functions of the golf and the carts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a comment about having these doors move back and have access here, and then kind of to make this area kind of disappear or be more transparent to have more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we've added those doors for that reason. And then there's going off of that kind of gather and spread, we've set things back as well, so you kind of start to open up into this space as you things open up more
down there.
And same thing down here, just kind of opening up. Yeah, so there's a door that accesses the restrooms. We moved the plumbing fixtures from this wall because, as you know, there's a lot of wind that comes through and we don't want potential freezing. Some nice things about these walls, too, is because there's a lot of wind, that also acts as functionally to protect occupants from the wind and
mm-hmm.
so forth.
How long is this hall right here?
That hall... Well, this is 6 feet wide, and then you come out to 8.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that narrow of a hallway, but we're about, let's see. About 40 feet.
On this right here, did Jim ever say that, like, carts can be stacked down that way?
Did he say they could, or did they say they could not?
Could not.
Jim doesn't want them stacked that way.
They have to be stacked this way so they can pull in.
In order to pull them out and rotate them because of battery charging requirements and stuff, because they don't use the same carts every day as they rotate them through to charge. If you stack them this way, the ones that get backed up down here, you have to pull 10 of them out to get them in, and that's plugging and unplugging them all the time. So this way you can plug two carts in through one outlet, basically, as you get them stacked here. And as you pull them in, you just pull them in by number. They're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We keep track of the carts and they're pulled in and plugged
in. But can we utilize that space to also stack carts?
No.
If you do, then you can't get these carts out.
Yeah.
And when you have to turn them, then you got 85 of them you need to get out there.
We've talked with him about that, and this is the way that it has to be because of the connections that are specific to each card and just the clearances they need and the function of pulling in and out and realizing that the drivers of these carts are usually teenagers and so forth is all coming into play. But we've added some carts down here. This is the one that can be this way because it can pull it out and not be affected by any of the others.
Yeah, it looks like 87 total carts.
Yep.
What's the ceiling height in the basement? Was it 12?
Yes, it's 12.
Okay, can I say Can I keep going? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. How about combining this as one room?
This?
Mm-hmm.
One storage room?
No.
Or these one, two? One TBD room?
One. This
you get rid
right
of the
here.
Storage.
Get rid of the storage.
So where do you store things in?
Just yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering what needs to be
crazy?
Stored down there.
Well, if this turns into an exercise room of some kind, you have pads. That you need, that's where the mats and the pads would be stored.
I wonder if that turns into a children's reading room.
Great. It would be a children's reading room on Wednesday, and then on Thursday when they want to do the exercise, they put the chairs in here and the pads out here.
What if we did our basement at 14 feet? And what if we double stack carts through here?
On
a tiered system. Yeah,
on top of each other?
Yeah. Well, on a ramp. So talk with Bryn about this. What if we built some sort of structure? This is a plan view. This is a cutaway view. But what if you had a ramp that came up here in this area right here up into an upper level, 7 foot, and then you had a bottom level, 7 feet, and then you could double up your cart space. And because of that, you could lose a lot of space there. You could lose a whole row, plus you could lose some up there. So what you basically do is get a wall that goes like that then. And it would add about 300 square feet, 400 square feet, when it costs us that much. And would open this area up here, too, to where you could actually get a restroom in there, change the storage area, change these configurations, and get rid of some of that hall.
Can it be built that deep?
It's all a matter of sewer, but even if you had a sewer problem where the sewer wasn't that deep, and you could always run the sewer through here or through here and just make this area the deeper area,
mm-hmm.
ran down.
Mm-hmm.
This make this, basically this area right here, the 14 foot deep, and do 12 everywhere else.
I like that.
You have to have a ramp up and a ramp down.
Yeah.
You have to treat it like a parking structure, basically.
Yes, you would.
Yep.
And the reason to park the carts in there is to charge them, and half the time they're dead batteries, you're going to have to push them up the ramp.
Well, or down.
Down is not a problem. Go pushing them up to charge them.
That's what I'm saying. Only half of them would be up, so you want to never put the dead ones up.
Well, that they're dead coming in almost?
They're dead coming in.
Yeah.
See, those would all be down, so you wouldn't be any different than you are today. Half of them don't come to dead. But that would open up a lot of space for a very, very low cost. And it would also do something right in this area, which this area to me.
Are you talking just a single row up on here?
Well, this
to do it.
I mean, this is
something about doubling them up like just like this, except with another tier.
That's basically how Brent drew it out. This is Brent's idea, not mine, but it sure was intriguing to me.
Ubell,
yeah. And it actually gets up to, I think he says, almost 100 cart spots instead of the 87 doing it that way. But it would open up the space, and right now, to me, this is like a bottleneck right here. And
mm-hmm.
So it would open up that bottleneck. You could take this wall and you could basically...
What's bottleneck right now?
This area right here.
Oh.
It's just, it's not really clean use of space. It's like... Scott was asking about the length of the hall, and you know, we've done things to make it 6 foot wide and 8 foot wide at the end. It's still 500 and something square feet of hallway, which hallway is not really usable space. I mean, in an ideal structure,
you need to get to the end of it.
Exactly. And so why not create a structure where instead of using it as hall space, you're actually using it as an office, as storage, as a restroom that we're going to need downstairs if we're going to be doing types of things that we're doing.
What types of things are that? Just kidding.
Yeah, that's a whole other
discussion.
What types of things? You're saying park it this way?
Yeah, he's saying same parking way.
Just add a little here on top of it.
Same parking method, but here's your ramp that goes up right here. So this area is your ramp up.
How are you going to... You've got to have an aisle space to be able to back them and pull them out.
Yep. You would still have on the top level
so
the same minor space.
Completely a second floor?
Yeah, basically
not
you're taking your 14-foot tall mount, tall thing, you're putting a metal floor at 7 feet through it, a metal structure, and you're having half the carts on basement one and half the carts on basement two.
is, I guess, the way you look at it. So.
I don't know that it'd be cheap to do that, but
yeah, I mean, what's cheap? I mean, Bren's gone out to try some things, and he's talking about the cost for the ramp and the metal to be around $20,000 or $25,000, and in the meantime, you're adding 500 square feet, so that is per square foot, but that seems to be less than the rest of the building. You'd have to add 2 more feet to your concrete. So
at least. You'd have to have a minimum of 7 feet clear. That's code minimum.
Yeah.
So you'll have a 5-inch deep structure floor slab. And then
so maybe you need to go to 15-foot.
It'd almost be 30 inches at least that you'd be adding to the depth.
Okay. So that would be the question, and I'm not...
You're adding that structure, plus you're going to add the length of this ramp here.
But if you only did it down here, then you'd ramp down again right there. So you want to be adding anything here, you would ramp down 2 or 3 feet here and up 2 or 3 feet there.
So you're just... This is where you change the elevation.
Yeah, you change all of it in there. You're leaving all this the same. Wherever this wall is that would go here, you could do a little thin wall. You wouldn't even have to do... fancy concrete work. It would just be a stem wall that you pour there and have your floor heights. I think it's something to consider. I don't know if it would work or not, but it sure is intriguing to think that it would change the dynamics in this area here.
Mm-hmm.
It would add more square feet here because the whole thing then widens up. You're widening up this whole way here, basically. And you're doing it for whatever the costs are there. I don't know what the cement cost would be, but the metal cost would be around $20,000 to get that.
Is that labor and material? Or is that just material?
That's labor and material.
James, Mary, question. These supports that come down to support this upper deck?
You'd have to ask Brent.
My question is how evenly spaced, how often are they?
The frequency and the diameter.
Imagine a car here trying to pull out. So you got a car here trying to jockey. So if there's a column or a post along that edge and you have to jockey around it, or if they're so often you have to just come in from one end and just stack straight down. Think about how often these
I think that's something that would have to be looked at before we'd ever do this. Theoretically, you would say, even if you had one every time, right here, you still said that you have a cart right side there and a side right there. So if you're pulling this cart out, you still have 2 carts there. And even though they're not posts, they're carts. And so whatever it takes to turn this car out here would be the same that it takes to turn that cart out with a pole there, plus or minus a few inches.
But he's not parking them.
He's parking them behind. He's just eliminated a row plus a few here because he has another level. So he's not changing, he's heading in.
He's doing a whole second level right through here. Basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still facing directly out.
Basically, ramping up in this area right here and having a second level over this and then gaining the space that was previously right there. I'm dedicated to cars.
So just like this has an aisle.
Mm-hmm. You'd have the exact same aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But you come up over here, you'd
have a ramp up, and you'd have to figure out what that ramp slope is and how many feet it would take, and if we were having to go down in this area too, then you'd probably split the difference and go down 3 and up 4. I don't know.
Up 4 to 1 and down 3 to 1.
Or whatever it winds up being, but I think that you could deal with the issue of pushing cars in because you want to be parking them all on the upper level. You can still have 60 out spots on the bottom level, 60 out of the 90, and so you're only talking about 30 carts that would
go up,
potentially go up at full capacity. But it's something that would open up space. Significantly open up space.
Is there any risk to having somebody hit one of those posts with a car?
Oh, sure. Yeah. there's risk about, I mean,
Are you talking about risk as far as the thing falling down, or risk to the car?
Structural stability of some.
You would have to have an engineer, right? I mean, I don't know what it'd be. Like I said, this is not my idea. It's one that was intriguing to me that I can't figure out why it wouldn't work, but I'm not an engineer, so.
I was thinking more damage to the carts than it would. The biggest expense that golf course has is the maintenance on those carts.
So you would want to design
anyway, crash another cart.
That's the thing is when you pull these carts out, you still have that same risk of hitting the other cart. You're talking about it would be 4 inches smaller maybe than it is as designed. So we're not talking about a huge
wrap them with swimming pool floaties.
And because of how much extra cart space you had, you could probably even change those widths and make them a little wider. I'm pretty sure that the cart doesn't fit that exact thing that Jim's factor in some degree of margin, right?
This is 1 foot clear in between all the way around.
So this is the exact dimension of a cart?
Yep.
And then 1 foot on each side of it?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm sure if you were to say, okay, well, we want 18 inches, then you could divide that out and do the math, carry the one, and put the pulse at that even wider width than you have now. You would want to make sure that you're not going to cave in the roof on it, but I would think that if it were to pass engineering, you'd probably have redundancy that even if one pillar is taken out, the whole structure wouldn't come down. That would be dangerous otherwise. I don't know if you could get Dave to buy off on that.
It'd be engineered like a parking structure, basically. Yeah.
Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But your weight is a lot less than a parking structure, but the same type of forces would be in place, the same type of tolerances, the same type of loads. So.
I think the cost, what he's giving you, I think it's a lot, like two or three times more than what he's quoting you. But
okay. Was it worth considering?
It's up to you, really.
Is it worth considering? Is it worth giving him a
shot? What will you do with the extra space that you gain?
The reason for doing this would be worth for space.
You're going to gain that much space.
That much space and then that much there.
Or add in.
Do you push the wall out and increase your storage space and other space?
Or
you could put storage on that wall.
Here's your wall now. So you now have this space here. So the first question is
You want to know like a lobby in the basement, basically?
Well,
you know, so you come down to a lobby and.
I don't know that lobby is the right word, but probably the opposite of what it is now. I mean, right now you come down to two doors with your mechanical electrical and a long hall before you get to a doorway or another doorway. And so that's just, to me, that's not real inviting space. If someone knows where they're going, then maybe it's fine, but think of the person who's there for the first time wanting to go to the TBD activity. You know, do they know where to go? Do they know what's going on? Does it feel... I don't want to say the book group or the cardio game.
I got it. I don't want
that. He's being very careful.
Yeah.
On that, you carry the one and divide by pi.
Yeah, right. Pi squared.
Yeah. Pi around.
But I think that opening it up here, then you open this area up here, maybe there's room for an office down there, there's a room to put in a bathroom. I think we'd only need probably a single-use restroom, but I can't imagine us wanting to have all this space without any type of restroom facility down there. I mean, maybe we do, but to me it seems like you'd want, if you're going to be having activities like have even been tossed around down there, that you'd want at least a single-use restroom. You could change the way that the storage is so that it doesn't jut out so much, and I think you just basically make better use of the space.
A restroom down there is not a bad idea.
Well, it's not a good one either, necessarily, but...
No, but I mean, you got a little kid down there in your reading club, mm-hmm. and he's got to go bad.
He may not
make it to the upstairs.
If you have a reading club, or if you're going to have aerobics, or if you're going to have a reception, or... I don't know...
You're going to have 100 people down there no matter what.
May not be a bad
I don't know what the use is there, but I'm pretty sure that I can't think of one that wouldn't want some sort of restroom facility. And do we need to do what we've planned out on the top floor? Probably not. I mean, maybe a single use, maybe two single use would do. It all depends what that is. But
if you do restrooms down there, you can decrease these. But
okay, but it's not really usable space. I mean, if you just decrease them here, you're still needing to.
Well, just cut that corner off that storage room right there and put a restroom right there.
Yeah, you could do easily side by side.
how much storage space do we need?
Well,
according to Stephanie, we don't need any. I know.
That's what I'm saying. But okay, so we cut off that, okay, with the double stack. Wonder if that wall becomes kind of like a storage.
Well, right there. I mean, now you have storage. You'd have enough room for your storage and two bathrooms.
If you're going to put another $25,000 into putting a ramp in that thing for a storage room, I vote against it.
Well, but right now we have no support, so we shouldn't even be doing anything. Yeah,
we haven't even decided what we're going to do then.
No, and I think that that's absolute part of it. I think that's a relevant comment. That it does depend on what we're doing there. But to me, the ideas that have been tossed around of what we do down there would all make better use of that entryway, a restroom space. Maybe some sort of office space or a desk. There's a million things. I don't know what the use is that ultimately gets three votes. But I
do know that the designated use as it sits right now is an important one and is a costly one if we don't treat those cards correctly. Because we've gone from a recommended 4-year turnaround on golf carts to an 8-year. We've doubled the life on those things.
We do, and I don't think we should do anything that doesn't take into account. We don't want to save $2 here and spend $200 there. But I think that there's at least the potential of exploring an idea that wouldn't impact that cost at all.
So just that ramp that he's showing is not that length. It's like a lot longer than that.
I don't know what it is.
Well, just this.
Yeah.
Just this ramp right here.
To go 14.
I think he has it back.
It's basically half of that ramp. It should be taking it from. If you're starting there to about there, this length of ramp.
That's how much we need to go 4 feet?
Yeah. No, you're going 7.
Well, if you're splitting it, you're only going up to the halfway mark.
No, you still have to have 7 feet of clearance for an occupant to be below that.
Yeah.
All right.
You got 7 feet under and 7 feet on top.
Okay.
So you got to go up 7 feet at least to get to the top.
But if you're 12 here and you're going down 3 here, then you're only going up 4 here. Because if you're going down to the bottom one and go,
you're having a ramp, ramping down and ramping up, so you're adding two ramps. You're still.
If all you're doing is your 15-foot basement in this area. Now, if you're doing 15-foot basement everywhere, then you're right. You would need a seven-foot up ramp, which would probably be quite a bit. It'd be half of what that is, right?
Yeah.
Roughly speaking. And be at that same slope.
Could it be done? Yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend it because I think the cost would be a lot more than what you get out of it.
Okay.
The trade-off. That's my opinion. It's kind of an engineering, it's thinking out of the box. I think it's good to think out of the box, but. An underground parking structure for golf carts. That's what you're doing, basically.
Well,
but
yeah, but you're not even
you're not holding the weight of a vehicle, but still, there's other forces involved in there, and it's just
someone would have to look in and see what it is, but you're not needing any PTS.
If that's something you'd want to explore, then I'd say let's get on a structural engineer and let's explore it and really understand. And also get a contractor on board and really understand the costs, really understand what's involved with it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more.
And that's one of the things I know we talked about really the other day is having that, getting a couple contractors on board, a couple of decisions are really important because there are decisions that are going to have a cost one or the other. And would this be a good idea if it was easy to engineer and free? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you get free space if it was free?
Yeah.
Is it worth $1 million? No, absolutely not. I think I'll do that. Somewhere between free and $1 million is some spot where you say, yeah, it's not really worth it. That space just really isn't that great. Or changing the flow as you go down the stairs really isn't worth that much money. For me, it's definitely less than $100,000. I don't know what the number is, depending on how many square feet and what the cost. But there's some number there where you say, this is worth exploring. That's the same thing I talked the other day about some of the window stuff is
you know, what window would look do you like better? Well, if they're the same cost, this one. But if this one costs $50,000 more, I'm over here. You know, there's a cost-benefit analysis and some value engineering that needs to happen there.
So I mean, do I understand your concern with this is the width and the length of this hallway? Or
well,
is it the visibility?
Width and the length is
right
a
away?
Symptom of use
I feel
and
like
layout.
It's both
and design. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, you know, I try and envision my mind going through spaces when I'm looking at a two-dimensional plan, and I see myself coming down the stairs, and I think, you know, we've opened them up, and so I see that adds this air, and it makes it very inviting to go downstairs. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to the golf simulator, then that's great. You're down the stairs, and here you are. But we have a lot of space. You know, we have almost 3,000 square foot of space here that I don't think is inviting, and I don't really know that it naturally flows yet. It's almost a whole lot of thought went into how every little component upstairs was laid out, and this feels like the byproduct of that. Like this is what we had to do in order to make this work. But to me, it feels like we're designing the basement around the carts. And while I understand that we need 87 cart spots, I don't know that we need them exactly as configured. Maybe they're three deep here, so they're only one deep there. I don't know what it is, but
I think, you know, yeah, there's an efficiency with the carts, mm-hmm. but there's also this area that has daylight and mm-hmm. opens up and so forth. But I think you can address this space. You know, the volume and the way you fill out a space is—it's not only just the width, but it's the height. It's,
yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So if you increase the height of those ceilings and so forth, which you can get,
and they're
like
going to be
11'6" ceiling in there. That space isn't going to feel so confined and small as you. As
now,
you
will it drop down from that because of the mechanical, or are we going to run our mechanical through here?
We can. I mean, I'd say we could run a mechanical over here.
So you could actually have 11.5. And that might be one thing. I just, you know, I totally get where Jim Adams is coming from on efficient use of the cart space, but what we're talking about here is trying not to incur extra costs or to damage an asset, but there is no ROI for having the most efficient layout here. We're not gonna have any extra revenue because a cart took 3/10 of a second less time to get out. But we might be impacting our ROI and our uses over here in order to try and get that exactly right. And so I just don't want us to put those in the reverse order and say, well, we got our carts exactly right, and so here's what we're left over with. We got our upstairs right, we got our carts right, and so we'll TBD the rest of it because we can't quite agree yet on what it is, and so it's just...
Well, I
think if you decide that TBD is, I think this space can be designed around it.
It probably can. That
would
probably help a lot.
Change, you know.
Yeah.
But
okay. Well, I'm gonna say my 2 cents on the TBD. Okay. So, the first word in this center is community. Okay. So if you look at our families, they're all pretty diverse in whatever it is. Okay. And amongst the council. Okay. For me, with my kids, if there's a reception and we're invited to it, yeah, we'll use the reception area, okay? We'll most likely, as a family, use the golf space. Most likely, I'm not a golfer. Ken is. He's going to use the golf space. I'm not. My children are probably not going to use the golf space. But what community, I know, you never know. What community portion of this building are my children going to use? So I am seriously fighting for a children's reading room. It's not a library. It's a children's reading room. We get sponsors. We get donations. All of it is paid for by sponsors, donations, built out to be almost like fantasy, you know, where the kids come and they read activities, storytelling. That is a permanent area in this building that those members of the community can come and take their children to this area. The other thing that I want to say, so many moms take their kids down to McDonald's for their McDonald's playland, and what do? They buy meals while they're there. That doesn't mean they're going to stop in and buy something at the Grill. I think it totally brings a whole different dimension to our community by having something there that is permanent. So there is my 2 cents. I want to see a reading room. in the TBD.
That was at least 2 cents for it.
Maybe five.
Well, I know we're short on time. We have 15 minutes. I want to kind of talk about the elevations. I don't know how to resolve if you want, where it's the TBD. I mean, I guess some things we could do is, you know, take another stab at the basement, laying it out. We've done several iterations on the cart configuration and trying to get that count up and trying to, you know, give a nice daylight to this space, and so functionally it's working well, I think. Is it the same space as this? No, it's basement space, but it has daylight to it.
Does this room, would this room have windows at all on it?
It can be. We can come to slope. We have the slope come in right here. We can add slope or windows in there. So let's just quickly jump to that. So as a result of the discussion of all the views, which this site is amazing for all the views that are there. I mean, you can stand anywhere on the site and see what a great view there is. There's these different transparency elements that allow you to see the view. So here's a view. Here's the residential side. So this is what the residential side would see. Basically, there's your golf pro, where they can look out to the tee box. That's where the golfers come out. There's the ramp that goes down to the carts. There's the golf pro shop, and here's the main entrance coming in and the canopy. And there's the entrance. Here's the entrance to the cafe eating area. And then you see you start to see slopes and things like that are indicative and kind of the vernacular of residential homes. There's a lot of entrances here, and that's opening up the light. And actually, a civil engineer suggested that we not dig a hole, but open up into the slope, and then you could have another place that you could have a gathering location on that. So you're seeing that these spaces down here are starting to get natural light, starting to get a little bit of view. Not the same as the main level, but they're starting to, it's not
that other room, right? This one right here.
This is your...
On the basement side?
Down below, right
yeah.
there.
Okay, so that spot where you said could we add windows,
mm-hmm.
It's
looks
right
like the hills in there.
Yeah, there's that wall right there.
Uh-huh.
You can see it actually better in this one. So that's the wall you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could add windows there.
Because that other side of it is going to be... that's this wall right here, right?
Yeah.
Because this is going into the hill. Okay.
So, on the materials, we've got stone. And I don't really want to talk about color or what type of stone or what type of brick, but the fact that the material is stone or it's stucco or that it's brick, that's the level of discussion. And then, you know, I'd like to get a little bit of what works and what doesn't work versus what you like or what you don't like necessarily. You know, rather than user preference, what do you see that works? What do you see that doesn't work? I think there's some things that you say in the basement that works, and then other things that may don't work as well as I guess you see them in the box spaces. So you see that, you know, the residential component or that we're trying to address that residential side. We've also tried to take with that kind of a stone and a stucco. And we've put other finishes on this building, and this is kind of what has evolved from our meetings with staff. We've taken elements of the stone and brought it over into the commercial side, and I think it's starting to work well here. Right now we're showing that glass coming down. So here's an example of the interior of that space for that reception area, the place where they have all the golf tournaments. As you stand a distance back, you can see that this is a wall that comes up. That because the glass is at the floor, it's not cutting off your view. But once you do something a half height wall, you start to cut off that view, restricted at that far of a distance back. But that kind of, you can start to see what's going on, how the view is framed with that. And here's just more views to help you understand what's going on with the materials and the different elevations and so forth. This is actually a rendering, and I purposely didn't print in color just so we wouldn't get a discussion about what kind of brick or what kind of stone, but you start to feel how that space, that entry feels. And I think that as you see the context of Cedar Hills, it starts to speak to the context of what's there.
Hey, Jay, on that bathroom like configuration, can a window go in right there?
Yeah, you can put one right there. We've added some to the bride.
Oh, uh-huh. I saw that.
Anybody wants to take a look, you take a look.
So, there it is in a nutshell, given the time. So tell me your feedback.
It's a very interesting.
I gotta say something. First of all, this entryway I don't think is going to work. It's got to be able to be covered, because if we're going to have storms, we talked about this at our meeting, and I'm not happy with not being able to cover it.
It is covered, actually. It's covered up at that point right there, which is where the curb is.
Yeah, which the driveway is not, right?
The driveway isn't, no.
And you know, I like a lot of glass because of the view, but I'm beginning to think the exterior is looking more like an office building or an industrial building more than a community center. You know, I'm seeing a futuristic look to this, where I'd prefer a more traditional look to it, personally. I don't know if the other council members are with
me.
Maybe
it's a little too modern.
I'm sorry?
A little too modern.
Community. Yeah.
I think that's the thing that the lower wainscoting does do is it grounds it. It makes it a little bit more reminiscent of the vernacular construction style in Cedar Hills and maybe gives it the basis. I find this very interesting over here because it does show what happens with it, and that you have trade off. But I don't know that trading that off here on the front of the building has the same impact as it does on this one side over.
That's right. So I agree. If you had that going around the front, you don't need that up.
Question in regard to what Ken just said.
Yeah.
Coming from an HOA standpoint, I don't know if the architect is seeing the design standards that we have for the CCNRs for the neighborhood. It actually does have some guidelines as far as the brick and the stone and the percentages that are supposed to be on the building.
Mm-hmm.
It also does talk about trying to keep all structures in kind of a traditional and keep things unified.
Yeah.
To make sure that everything does look the same. So I kind of echo what Ken just said about keeping it a little more traditional and maybe not so much
not
modern.
Not much on the other end.
From the CCNRs and from our HOA stand.
I'm looking at right now and today, if we built that, it would be a beautiful monument and it looked great. But 20 years from now, are we going to say, ooh, that's what Marisa didn't want with timber? And it's dated. Well, that's the point. I mean, this thing, I expect it will last in this community a lot longer than I do. I just want to be able, 20 years from now, have my kids and grandkids come up and say, ooh, that's okay.
Do you know if Conrad has that already?
Community center in Cedar Hills. And I'm not so sure that's going to fit the bill, Jay. On the exterior.
Okay.
I don't know how to know that. With all the glass?
Because it shows this interior concept.
Cool.
And I love the glass. We have to have the views. You got to walk into the building and get the wow effect like we talked about. But you have to drive up to the building and say, you know, this is where I want to have my golf tournament. This is where I want to have my wedding reception. This is where I want to have my family reunion. And I can get a discount because I'm a city of Cedar Hills resident. And if you don't get the semi-wow effect initially at the look at the building, then you don't ever get inside to see the wow effect out from the view. Because I've actually gone, I'm old, but I'm not dead, and I've had a lot of daughters that have taken me around to show me reception centers, and we've driven up in front of a couple of them and just said, no, let's keep looking. Mm-hmm. We didn't even go in. They could have been the most beautiful reception center on the interior that you've ever imagined, but we didn't get there because my daughter says, I don't like this.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying this is not a good design. I'm just not sure it's Cedar Hill.
See, this is the problem we're having with this whole design is this.
But I love the footprint.
This is the problem right here. It wants to be a golf club. It wants to be a recreation center. It wants to be
a community
center. A wedding center, a reception center. Mm-hmm. You try to take those three completely three different vernaculars and put them in one building and be happy as all get out with all three of those. It's not, there has to be some give and take with those. If I go around and look at recreation centers, this speaks of a recreation center. Different, you know, I appreciate your feedback. It's really, I mean, if you want, this is what I'd like you to do, I think. There's some homework for the city council and the mayor.
Great. We need an extra meeting.
Yes, we do. We do. I do. I totally believe it.
I want you to take and pick three of your favorite buildings, and I want you to give me photos of them, and I want you to tell me why they are, what works about them. Okay?
The outside, because I love the inside.
Yeah. Whether it's inside, the exterior, anything. Okay?
Just the exterior.
And then I want you to find one that you would don't like and you think it doesn't work.
I can give you that.
I want you to tell me that.
Okay? I can give you several that I don't like.
Because what that's going to tell me is where you're coming from.
These things date themselves. These things are squared off, glass-fronted, 1930s, 1940s architecture. And I'm afraid that this, with the squared-off everythings and the tall glass, is going to look a lot like that 20 years from now to me. And that's what worries me, the dating of this thing. So this is what I don't like, Jay.
Well, and not to be confrontational or anything, but I think any architecture, you say that it's timeless, isn't. You can look at architecture and say that was built in this period of time.
Right.
You know. And I think nowadays we take architecture and we can take and learn what we've learned from the past and take that and build something better in the future. And it may not be something that we're used to seeing, that we've seen in the past. It may not be a building that's built already. But we can take
true.
and
but there are, on the other side of that coin, however, there are buildings that have stood the test of time.
So you tell me what those buildings are. That's what I want to know.
In
your mind,
happy to do that.
Okay. And then the other thing is,
you already did it. You already did your homework.
I should have brought some of those. I do have some available that I didn't bring because my personal view here is my personal view, and I get one vote. And when the rest of the council votes, the three votes win. And I will support whatever that is, whether it's my personal view or not, or a combination of it. But I think this is a little bit drastic for me. And I can see a lot of things in this that I like I told you. There's just too much of the squared off in the front glass from floor to ceiling on it. And the steel I-beams,
I would like the nightmares timber.
Those really went in there.
There aren't any steel I-beams here.
Well, this was the original design is what this was the last time we talked.
Yeah, those aren't I-beams.
They're not I-beams anymore, what are they?
They're tubes, structural tubes.
Steel tube.
Yes. And that is in response to the comment of someone in the council member said, I don't want timber. If you put timber on this building, then hell's going to freeze over or something like that.
Yeah, Marisa's got
that
one
would
vote
be Marisa.
Also. Where is Marisa?
She's at Alpine.
That's the beauty of this. Is
she has one vote also.
I don't know that there'll be five votes on anything. There'll be a majority rules. There'll be a representative from Oxy at finest.
So I would, you know, if there's something that you find an example of a building that you like, of something that gives a view, you know, this building works well and how it's captured the view and how it does that and it doesn't, I mean,
And there's something that does wear it off, too. I'm not saying you didn't do a fantastic job with this.
No, I'm not. I don't take this personally at all.
Well, I hope not. Because
no, it's not. I'm just, to meet the schedule that the city wants to do and to get this building built and to meet everyone's needs, you know, not everyone's going to be 100% happy with this, but I think good architecture addresses the feeling of the space, the site itself, and as you experience that architecture, it may not be the architecture that you like, that is what you would use to build your house, but you can start to appreciate how it defines space, how the light comes in, how the view is captured, materiality of the space, those type of things. I think there's those type of spaces that you can enjoy, and it may not be what you would normally build something out of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think trying to think out of the box a little bit about architecture in and of itself.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as your comment on some time frames, I don't think that we should be ignorant to the time frames. So at the same time, I think making the right decisions is more important than making the fast decisions, and so if it needs to take more time to make the right decisions, and that's by far the better trade-off.
So we'd like to have it finished in a certain time, and it's important to us, but 20 years from now, that's all in the past, and we're still looking at what we have, so can you do it right? And I'm not saying my way's right. I'm just saying I've got some concerns about the exterior view. I love the footprint. I love the interior. I think that's been worked out, and I think it's great, even without the ramp.
So I think you need to answer this question to yourself. I don't like this. Why? Or it doesn't work. Why? Why does it not work in your mind? Is it because
like.
No, I just... You have your city council move on, but that's what I want the city council and the mayor to think about, is what works, what doesn't work, and why does it work, or why doesn't it work? What spaces do you like and enjoy, and what is it about it? Is it the light? Is it the view? What is it? You know, is it materials? What is it that makes that space
not palatable?
You know, the wow. What is the wow factor in your mind? Okay?
That's
so if you'll do that,
I would recommend
that on to Conrad.
We have a meeting with the council given before next Monday, if possible. So
yeah, I'll have Conrad check with each of your schedules. I do think that we'll need those. We'll try to coordinate that. Quick question, what's the elevation of this perspective? Is it floor, 3 feet above floor, 6 feet above floor?
It's the height, it's 5'8". It's a person's
height. Is that a 5'8" height? Okay.
Yeah, so the person is standing at 5'8" looking out.
At the back of the room looking out.
Yeah, so that's the view. If you do what you asked and wanted to do, that wainscoting all the way around.
Yep.
That's what it looks like from the entrance. That's what it looks like from that space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, that makes a huge difference.
So.
On the back, that looks better on the front.
All right.
I appreciate that. If there's any other questions or comments for Jay, let's do those by email. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll start our council meeting at 10 after. That works for everyone? Yes.
We're not going to talk about this anymore, but this
is probably coming up
because
I'm worried
about that.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing? I'm going to have to get my mom.